know about the Browns? I mean, obviously you had some. You said you were surprised yesterday they took you. What did you know about the team in general before you were selected?
I know that the team has been, you know, had a great fan base. I know since 99 it's been, you know, kind of tough, but the fans have stuck, you know, by their side. And keep hearing about this dog pound, and that's something I want to be a part of. So I'm looking forward to that, and, you know, I'm just excited to be here.
You mentioned yesterday that you first started playing baseball, and your dad didn't really, you know, push you into that when you went to football.
Yeah.
What was it about football that, you know, that got you to make that transition? Was there anything in particular that made you kind of look toward that sport?
I just love playing football. It was just, I'm very passionate about it. You know, baseball was the first sport I started playing, you know, obviously because my dad played professional baseball, but he didn't push me to it. Like I said, he let me live my own dream, and he's happy for me.
How far did your dad go? It said the Astros organization. Did he play in the majors or did?
Yeah, he played 4 years in the majors and 4 in the minor.
Do you see yourself challenging for that starting job at right cornerback? Have you learned more since you were drafted about that situation?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to come in and compete and you know, give my all and show my butt off. And then from there, we're going to see what happens.
Hey, Leon, how closely did you pay attention to, like, draft analysts and stuff in the last month, maybe since the combine? And how close did you pay attention to, like, what round you might be going and that kind of thing?
I really didn't pay attention to the mock drafts or any like drafts like that because of the fact, you know, anything can happen. You know, we don't know. Like I never talked to the Cleveland Browns. I had no idea that they were interested in me, and I just let it play out. You know, I saw it, but I didn't buy into it.
Did you spend Thursday, Friday watching?
I didn't. Just sit there in front of the TV. I was watching it with my family here and there and watching some of the guys that I trained with go, and I was proud of them.
Hey, Leon, just talk about your week at the Senior Bowl. Did you take that as an opportunity to really show yourself and move up the charts?
Yes, I definitely took that. You know, took full advantage of that. Going down to the Senior Bowl, I wanted to just prove that the Mountain West Conference is kind of in the shadows of the bigger conferences and showing that there are players in the Mountain West, and that was my task, and I accomplished it.
Since you've been drafted, have you heard yet from Joe Hayden or T.J. Ward or any of the guys?
No, I haven't talked to any of those guys yet.
How much are you looking forward to meeting them and kind of getting?
I'm looking forward to it, you know, getting advice from those the older guys, the veteran guys, and trying to learn the whole system.
How does that conference prepare you as far as passing? The passing and everything. I would think that would be an excellent conference for a DB to play in, as far as you're going to see a lot of balls. And can you share just your thoughts over the years and how that is good prep work for the NFL?
Oh yeah, definitely good prep work. I mean, those in that conference, they want to throw the ball a lot. You know, you don't run into teams that's just running the ball pound for pound. Only the academies that we play, they would do that. But other than that, I think it's prepared me, you know, a lot for going against teams that like to throw the ball.
Leon, should we call you Lee or Leon?
I go by Lee as well. Yeah. So you can go with Lee.
Okay, which game could we look at as far as film that really depicts what kind of player you are?
The San Jose game, San Jose State, this previous year. That was just a game that I got my hand on a lot of balls, and they tested me a lot throwing the ball, so that can really show my coverage skills.
So you returned two interceptions for touchdowns. Yeah, you're looking pretty fast.
Yeah, I have some speed.
When did you stop playing baseball?
High school. Stopped in high school.
Did you play the whole way through high school?
No, my junior year stopped. And I focused on football, and that's what I wanted to do.
Have you gotten any words of advice since you've been drafted from Brian Sipe yet? Have you heard from him?
Yeah, Brian Sipe left me a voicemail last night. I got to it kind of late, so I'm going to call him later on this evening at appropriate time. But he was pumped up. You can tell by his tone of his voice on the phone. He's happy for me.
How well did you know Sipe in your years at San Diego? And could you just describe what sort of stuff you guys would talk about? if and when you did bump into him?
Coach Sipe and I, I would stop by his office every time I would go upstairs to the coach's office, and we would just talk a little bit about football. We talked a little bit about the Browns, you know, through this process, but like I said, I had no idea that I would be coming here. So when my name got called yesterday, I know he was jumping for joy, probably like, yeah, another Aztec with the Browns.
No, he's a name, but did you even know that he was the league MVP in 1980?
Yes, I did know that. Yeah, we did talk about that. We talked about a lot of tradition back at San Diego State, and he would always give those speeches about tradition.
Lee, you played both ways in high school. Why did you go to San Diego State, and did they say they were going to let you play wide receiver? I mean, what all led to that?
Yeah, funny you asked that. One of the reasons why I went to San Diego State was they offered me to play receiver. And 3 weeks into my freshman camp, Coach Hope told me he wanted to try me out, and I had an opportunity to start as a true freshman. So I said, why not? I'll play corner. I had experience in high school. You know, it's a lot faster game in college, but I did it, and I never looked back, and I'm not regretful of the choice I made.
Are you a wide receiver playing cornerback, or are you truly a cornerback?
I'm truly a cornerback, yeah.
Your bio says you came in at like 165. Is that true? And tell us about the evolution you went through to get to where you're at.
Yeah, I was 162 when I got there. And over the year, that first year, I played at 165. And I gradually gained weight, 170 the next year, 185. And then last year, I just played at 190, 192. And it was just weight room and eating consistently. And our weight room coaches always had we had a weigh-in every week, so we had to meet those standards.
In terms of corner, did you play a lot of inside as well as outside? Tell us about the experience you have at both spots.
No, only played left corner. Inside, we ran a 3-3-5, so we always had nickel guys in, so never played nickel.
Hey, we've been sitting here all day waiting for the Browns to make a pick. You know, that's neither here nor there for you, maybe. But did you notice that it took forever for them to make a pick today? And what did you make of that?
Oh, no, I didn't notice. I was traveling on the plane, so I really didn't pay attention to any of that. I was worried about getting here, so I didn't pay too much attention to it.
A long time to think about you.
Okay, I see.
You like to disrupt a lot of the quarterback drills at San Diego State. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. Us DBs, we like to get in those quarterbacks' heads, so that's what we did.
How much press man did you guys play, and have they told you what kind of style they like their corners to play?
Yeah, press and off. It just depended on the opponent and the personnel we were playing against. If you were a boundary corner, you'll press. It just depended on the whole scheme of that week.
This is a new coaching staff for the Browns. Have they told you how much they want to do?
Both press and off. So I'll see how much of each they would do.
What were your conversations like with Ray Horton today? I mean, did you talk to him? And if so, what were they like?
Just basic information right now. I'm going to go much in depth when I go back and talk to him.
Have any impression of just what kind of guy he is or anything off the bat?
Yeah, I think he's a good guy. I mean, like I said, when I go talk to him right now, I'll have a better feeling of him.